Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello, good evening to you, and thank you so much for being part of Nationwide First Hour discussion. My name is Sunny Martin. We are coming to live from Juba, and today we are going to be looking at a consortium of NGOs coming together to organize a 3-month prayers intended to restore love, unity, and healing among the people of South Sudan following years of conflict, which is being experienced by some people in some parts of the country as we speak. This national prayer will bring together 64 tribes together to conduct dialogue, including songs, and commit all these problems of South Sudan into the hand of God. We are asking today, how significant is this initiative, given the fact that this is not the first time a group of people are coming together and pray for peace in this country? Can this prayer work this time? Is prayer possible in this country right now? Can prayer solve our problems? I'm joined here in the studio by three of the organizers of this 3 months prayer. I'm joined by Jacob Cholatem, who is a member of this team, Peace Mobilizer. Good evening, Jacob, and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, Sunny Martin, for hosting us today. It was quite a long time. This initiative started since 2016.
All right. We will be hearing, still going on. Yes, yeah. We will be hearing more from you later on. Yes, Advocate Modi Joseph Robert, you are most welcome to Nationwide.
Thank you, Sunny Martin.
Okay. All right. And I am also joined by Chol Tut Gach, who is also a peace mobilizer. Good evening, Chol, and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's begin with Jacob Atem. Could you tell us what has prompted this group of NGOs to come together and come up with this initiative of this 3 months prayer, where you intend to bring all the tribes of this country to join their hands together in prayers so that you can have unity, peace, reconciliation, and healing, given what the country has gone through for the last 8 years?
Thank you very much, Sunny Martin. Actually, this initiative was initiated by the late Bona Malwal and the late Bishop Pauline Lokodu. It was done, we started some initiative in 2016, 2017, but we put a gap, but we realized that the initiative can continue because prayer is actually the key. If you've seen the way our people are going on now, because some of us are asking us, when you go to the church, can you read the gospel or you don't read? Because all these are picking out from the gospel. If you see the theme of the prayer, if my people which are called by my name and shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and return from their wicked way, when I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and they will heal their lands. This is Corinthians 2 from 7 to 14. If you look at the theme, it's a very crucial theme. If our people of Republic of South Sudan realize that we have to go back to God, I'm quite sure all the wounds can be healing by all this prayer, because we are targeting the whole country now. We don't target. For Juba, we have to have 4 activities, and one will be in Kator, one will be in Muniki, one will be in Gudele, and one will be in Sherkat. Mm. And then now we're still, because, you know, even the Speaker of Kator was with the former governor, Majongdit, we're supposed to talk in Kator, plus our late Bona Malwal. He was a speaker to talk in Kator, but we lose them now. The governor is gone, and then our late also passed away.
Okay.
So for Kator now, we shall identify another 3 key elements to talk on peace and reconciliation.
Okay. Advocate Modi, what are the objectives of these peace initiatives through prayers?
The objectives are really many, but I would say, first of all, peace is a state of harmony that is free from violence, free from conflict, and free from fear. So one of the objectives is to restore peace among the people of this country. Not only citizens or even foreigners who are living in this country, because peace is a fundamental right for every human being. And so this initiative is just putting ideas together to ensure that peace is restored in our families, in our communities, and in the whole country. The other objective is to bring people to talk together, to have dialogue among themselves, and to know each other, and to reconcile among themselves. Because if people stay apart from each other, it will be difficult to have dialogue, to have reconciliation among themselves. And this is possible at the grassroots. Mm-hmm. The people at the grassroots, of course, are really the ones suffering. It's, you know, the saying that when two elephants fight, it is the grass that suffer.
Right.
So this grass has realized that if you continue to suffer, I think it doesn't sound good. So we need to come together so that we reconcile among ourselves. If we reconcile, nobody can come and say, please go and fight.
Yeah.
Because you already know that if you fight, you'll be done to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And no those telling you to fight.
Okay. Thank you. I will be coming back to you. Chol, first of all, what is your role in this initiative?
Thank you for having me. Since we begin this program, the objective or my role of this program is to have peace in the country, especially now the one who are victim of this country, the youth, you know. So when I mobilize youth and tell them that, you know, come to God, don't do violence, so I think it could be a good opportunity that show that youth are the one facing challenge in the country. So my role is to mobilize youth and to have peace in the country.
Okay. And Jacob, first of all, who are your targets in this initiative which you have come up with? And you are a group of NGOs. I don't know, you can remind our listeners how many NGOs or civil society, religious group, women group have come together to embark on this initiative of prayer. We'll find out, I'm sure people will be calling later on and say, can prayer really solve our problems of this country? Because if the Pope can kiss the feet of our leaders, nailed down at his old age, when he was on a sick bed, first before sick bed, he traveled all along from Rome to Juba to follow up that gesture of kissing the feet of our leaders. And when he was sick, on his sick bed, he even wrote a letter to the leaders of this country, and nothing has really changed. First of all, tell us who are your targets in this initiative?
We target females, male youth, and all the organized forces in the church's leaders around the country. There's a proverb was said by the late here. Let me just give to the South Sudanese. I think that if the root cause of the conflicts were already addressed, if the both sides accept the ownership of peace according, then yes, I think peace will be upheld.
Whose quote is that?
This is John Garang Damabio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If they listened, especially those who was with us all days, this was quoted by him. Because if us, we come back and love ourselves, I'm quite sure peace will come.
Mm-hmm.
Through the prayer, through the dialogue among ourselves, so that because tomorrow will not be there, we shall be perished.
Okay. Can you give us a sequence of the activities you intend, or which you have already, because you said it was launched sometimes back, Can you tell us some of the activities you have carried so far, and which one do you intend to carry in the coming days?
Actually, the one we want to carry now, the one of we're supposed to have it in October, supposed to the one of Qatar.
October passed already.
Yeah, October passed. Now we are now in November. Now before the November is ending, now we remain only a few days. But the other activities now will be done in December. The four activities in Juba will be done immediately as soon as the other.
So what are the activities?
The prayer and dialogue will be done in Qatar and in Gudela and in Sherkat and then Munuki. This is four activities will be done in Juba. And then we see the outcome. You know, if you see the outcome, it's restore love, unity, healing among the people of South Sudanese, mm-hmm. or South Sudan. If so, the four activities in Juba is done,
successfully,
and we done, if the initiative is being copped by our people of South Sudan, I'm quite sure we now go to door to door, because mobilizers are almost 1,000 mobilizers.
Okay.
Who can go to door to door.
Okay. Now, you intend to bring people into these four locations you have identified, and then you engage them in dialogue. What are the kind of discussion you intend to have with these people?
The discussion is talking about peace and reconciliation among ourselves. If you see here, there are a lot of objectives are here. It's a prayer to make sure that the Almighty God will also be in hold and uphold on us. And we do also confessing, and we make sure that we come back together to ourselves. We return the love among ourselves of South Sudanese, the mm-hmm. love which is actually even the wound among ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because the wounds are there. So many wounds are there.
Okay.
Because, you know, even with your house and your children, when you don't talk to them, they will be parished. They will not be a good teacher children.
Okay.
That's what we are now planning now, to make sure that it was 20 years now we don't talk.
So it's time for us to talk.
Yeah, it's time for dialogue now, serious dialogue.
Okay.
So then we are going to go to the end of our time now, our time of going back, leaving the world.
All right. Yeah. Yes, Modi, like I said in the beginning, you have given us some of the objectives, but honestly and surely, people have come before you in terms of prayer. Even the holy men of God travel all along from their different places to Juba, spend nights in Juba, prayed at Dr. John Garang Mausoleum. And before that, our leaders traveled to Rome, and the late Pope Francis knelt down. For the first time, a Pope is kneeling down to kiss the feet of politicians, and even prayed for them. Sent a letter when he was sick, on his sick bed. And before that also, he followed his guest of kissing the feet of our leaders up to Juba. But still, very little has been achieved in terms of the expectation of these prayers or the fruits of those prayers. What makes your own initiative so unique from those holy men?
Based on the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Praying without ceasing means you must continue to pray, because prayers with faith and with commitment can be answered. Mm-hmm. So what the Pope has done, that is his duty as a Pope, and Christ himself was the feet of the disciples. And that gesture, of course, was a very fundamental prayer that our leaders should adhere to. God's time is different from us, our time. Our leaders one day will respond to what the Pope did, whether being kissing, sending a letter while he was already in his dying sick bed. Maybe we human beings, we are in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted peace now.
In fact, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And it has not come. And we may say, even the Pope kissed our leaders and peace has not come. So should we give up? No. We should continue to look for peace. The leaders are looking for peace, in my opinion.
Mm.
Leaders are looking for peace, and we as the communities, we should continue to look for peace.
Mm.
Whether we are in the church, whether we are in the mosque, whether we are playing football,
we are in the market. We are here in Mireya FM. We are looking for peace.
All right. And yes. Modi, before we hear from the other two guests, and our lines will also be open to our listeners later on the call, what about this analysis from analysts that says, instead of bothering the common people, the grass, which you said when two elephants are fighting, it's the grass that suffers. Why don't you go for the two elephants? Why don't you begin your prayers with the politicians who are up there? Because some people will say the local people have nothing. They live peacefully. They enjoy together. But sometimes it's the politicians who are the cause of all some of the challenges the country is going through. Why don't you target them with prayers? Go to them, pray for them, advise them, and then from there, if you make peace with them, there will be peace down here.
You cannot climb a tree from the top. Mm-hmm. It is against the law of gravity. So we have to start from the grassroots. Because if the grassroots say no to war, no to violence, even if a politician comes to mobilize the youth, they used to say no. Mm-hmm. We are not ready to fight. So will the politician go and fight in the front line? No. So that's why we have, our approach is that we need to talk to the communities. We need to mobilize the members of communities of different tribes, of different categories, and we have dialogue. We reconcile among ourselves. And the leaders or the politicians definitely it will be easy for us to have a united voice, mm-hmm. to tell the politicians or the leaders that fighting is enough is enough,
yeah.
for fighting. We have reconciled among ourselves as communities. If you want to continue there, we are not there.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, definitely they cannot fight. They will come and join us, and the whole country will reconcile. The leaders, the politicians, everybody will be in peace.
Okay. Yeah. Chol, like you heard from Jacob, that you already have about 1,000 people, volunteers, who are going to work with you. How are you reaching out to the public to come and join your initiative?
Thank you. The issue or the objective that I'm going to carry out is, we have different churches in the country. So when we send our message to a particular church, so the awareness will go out according to the particular church that we have been targeted, whereby we tell them our message, so we are for peace, whereby everyone could have information about this program.
Okay. Yes, Jacob, this is not the first time South Sudanese are hearing about prayers. In fact, last August, there was a 7 days prayers that concluded with the celebration of the Torit mutiny. I'm sure you are aware about it. Religious leaders, we had some members in the same studio, they said they was praying for prayers. And we used to have this monthly women prayer where they were marching in Juba, putting on black clothes, praying for peace. And also, we have this initiative of the Homegrown Peace Initiative, which is ongoing right now. It also has members of the church, civil society, and faith-based, all this kind of group. And your group is here. The question is, why these many groups? Why don't you all come together and have one unified voice, since you are only praying for one thing, which is peace? Why don't you join hands together instead of having many, many, many prayer groups, and at the end of the day, very little is achieved?
Let me just quote something from Gospel here. It's Galatians 3 from 1 to 8. There is a time for everything, and the time for seasons, and the time for activities under heaven, and the time to be born, and the time to die, and the time to plan, and the time to uproot, and the time to kill, and the time to heal,
mm-hmm.
and the time to steal down, and the time to build, and the time to weep, and the time to laugh, and the time to mourn, and the time to dance, the time to scatter and is torn. Why I'm quoting this?
Yeah.
Why I'm quoting all of this? Even our colleague outside, they don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Because why they say, why I say they don't know this? Because we have been asking since 2016, civil society, let us come together. We organize our house. Civil society outside, the trike, the country, all our friend of South Sudan, they're calling us hunters. They don't call us civil society now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are not together.
So that means if you don't have peace among yourself, no unity, how can you unite a vast country with the citizen like South Sudan?
But I was here because we are quoting the gospel. We are not talking in blue.
Yeah.
All this you have seen here from the gospel here.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite sure they will listen to us more than them.
Mm-hmm.
Because for us, we need peace. We don't need petty things. We don't need money. Because ours, we bring people and we talk to them that peace is coming.
Okay.
Time we even hear the word of the president that he's not taking the country to war. That means our time has come for us to make sure that the community of Republic of South Sudan are reconciled. Respect the challenges among ourselves, the tribalism, the corruptions among our people. We need to come together to make sure that this healing and reconciliation is done for this country.
And how do you intend to reach to these hard-to-reach places in the countryside? We have some places which are all flooded. We have IDPs in some parts of the country, including even here in Juba on the Ye Road. How do you intend to reach out to these people rather than beginning this initiative here in Juba? It begins in Juba, concludes in Juba, not going to the States.
No, we didn't say this complete in Juba. Mm. I said...
what happened
normally. Yeah, I said from earlier that we should have only 4 activities in Juba, 4 in Upper Nile, 4 in Bahr Ghazal. And then the fifth one, because these are 12 events,
yeah.
The fifth one will be done in Juba,
mm-hmm.
where we don't leave anybody behind. Actually, you know, to do this, you have to get the approval from, you know, from our guys, you know them.
Yeah.
I don't have to mention their name. If they give us to go ahead, we can move all over the country. But if they say no, so what shall you do? It has to be approved by those guys. You know them. Yeah. I don't have to mention them.
What are your intended aim of this initiative? What do you want to achieve at the end of the day?
The outcome here is to restore love, healing, reconciliation among South Sudanese.
Is it possible at this critical moment when some people are still bleeding, some people are still mourning their loved one, some areas are still experiencing insecurity, like even parts of Eastern Equatoria right now, over 200 people ran from their villages, spent the night in the church, in the morning they went back. So they are sleeping like if they hear any gunshot, they go back to the church and sleep there in the morning hours because there's no food in the church. They go back to look for something to eat.
Nothing possible if God is there. Things are always possible when you call God in your midst. What we are doing here now to make sure no leave one behind, that means even the churches will be part of this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not leaving anybody behind.
Okay.
Here we are not looking for any interest. We want to make sure that before all this happening, because we are out of the church, if we are to the church together, I'm quite sure people will listen to what we are saying.
Okay.
Because healing, reconciliation, and forgiveness always come from the gospel here.
All right. Modi, you won't add. And if, as you are adding, I want to find out, what kind of peace are you looking for through this prayer? Because we have a lot of initiative have been done. The only peace which many South Sudanese are talking about that worked was the peace in Greater Pibor. That was mediated by the church, the late
Bishop Paris.
Yes, and it worked perfectly. And at least that's something people talk about. But other prayers has been maybe hanging somewhere.
We are looking for peace that comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
The peace that comes from men, we have experienced. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Agreements are signed, but those agreements are abrogated or they are violated. That means the peace that comes from men doesn't hold if there is no love among the peace signatories.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no unity among them, then the peace cannot hold. Peace from God can hold. And that is why we say
we need prayers. We need to mobilize the people of South Sudan to really come together and pray. And these prayers also include repentance. The people have to say, we have sinned against you and among ourselves. We ask for forgiveness. If you don't forgive ourselves, you know, we may not be forgiven by God. And this prayer is important. And if you mobilize ourselves, we can succeed. And you ask how things, some areas are still what?
Facing challenges in terms of insecurity.
Insecurity, this and that. It's still this initiative and plus other initiatives that are ongoing can encourage the leaders to go back, for example, to Tumaini.
Mm-hmm.
Tumaini has been there and was giving hope to the people of South Sudan that something will come from Nairobi. Another peace will come from Nairobi apart from Addis Ababa.
Yeah.
So we are asking ourselves, what happened with Tumaini? Can the civil society, the religious leaders, ask the politicians, the leaders, that why there is no peace initiative that was initiated going on? Can that be revived? Can that be revived? So the leaders can be encouraged, and through prayers, the leaders can change their hearts, and they will go back to Nairobi, and they go and talk, and they will agree among themselves.
Okay.
And that is another way of putting off the fire that is maybe burning in some parts of the country.
Okay. If you have just joined us right now, you're listening to Nationwide First Hour Discussion with me, Sunny Martin, and I have three guests here in the studio, and we are discussing about the initiative by a consortium of NGOs that has come together and embark on prayer for peace in the country with the intention of restoring love, unity, and healing among South Sudanese. And this initiative will bring all the tribes together to conduct dialogue, including prayers, songs, and also commit all the challenges the country is facing into the hand of God. You have heard from Jacob that they intend to conduct four activities in Juba and also move on to the Upper Nile region and Baragazal and do the same activities. They have 12 activities they intend to carry out, and they intend to do this with the aim of achieving a lasting peace in the country. Our lines are now open. You can call us on 091-206-7879 or 091-206-7929, or do send us your comment to our SMS number 091-2177-141.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions, and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello, Radio Miraya.
Hello. Yes, good evening, Sandy Martin and the guests in the studio.
Yes, Andrea Camilo. Okay, go ahead, Andrea from Pagao.
The guests in the studio. So my question goes to them. As Pope Francis in his capacity knelt down to kiss the feet of top leadership of this country, and there is no peace which has been yielded in Pope Francis' prayers. Do they think that their prayer which they will organize here in this country will yield peace in this country? And second to it, most of our church leaders, they have three legs or four legs. One leg in politics, one leg in tribe, and one leg in some business, of which I'm a church leader today. By tomorrow, I will mobilize my youth to become a general commanding some white army somewhere hell. What message will they give to such a people to let us be, let us bring peace in this country? So, okay. As I'm speaking to you, I'm doubt of such leaders of this country. They will not bring peace for that prayers they talk about there in the studio.
Okay.
It will be for them there in the studio, but not for peace in this country. Thank you so much.
All right. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, your name?
My name is Atovra, calling from Bentiu.
Okay. Atovra, go ahead from Bentiu.
Yes, my question is, the initiative they have taken is trying to take is good, but it seems there is an aspect of accountability which is not mentioned. How do they intend to deal with the accountability within the initiative that they want to undertake? Two, they seem to be stepping on fire that has been put on a charcoal. How do they intend to address or reach the top leadership with the issue they are trying to handle? Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for Atovra in Bentiu. We can pick one more. Hello?
Yes, Honorable Martin.
Yes, your name?
Akok Nelson.
Okay, Akok Nelson. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. You know, let's try to pick in first place. I'm in noise environment, and I was interested to ask the question. My question goes to this. Now they mention that there is a peace, or there is a praising peace organized. And there is a question that you asked from that. I wish to comment based on that. You know, let's say that we're having a different believers now who are now practice this way they're doing. Assume if there is a peace later on in South Sudan, which team is going to claim that exactly the people who provide the peace to the South Sudan, because they didn't organize themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And that is my question. Yes, exactly.
All right. Okay, thank you so much, Akok Nelson, for your question that there are so many groups coming up to pray for peace. And like you said, Jacob, that yes, it is true that your house is not in order. At the end of the day, miraculously, if one of your prayers is answered, who will claim the responsibility for having prayed for peace in South Sudan? Who can come up and beat the chest and say, it was our group? That is the other question from Akok. And then if you did not get, I will repeat the questions asked earlier. The issue of accountability, are you taking that into consideration? And also the issue of addressing the top politicians in the country, and how optimistic, this is from Andrea Camilo, how optimistic are you that this time around your initiative will bring a lasting peace in this country? And he is alleging that, yes, there are some church leaders or faith-based group who are not free from the conflict in this country, one leg in, one leg out. So, Jacob, you can answer, and then we give the platform to the rest.
I will answer the last one, Akok.
Akok was talking. Nelson, yes.
Nelson was talking about was talking about
the issue of ownership of the program.
Actually, there's no problem, Akok. Thank you very much for you are calling from where? From Will?
Just answer the question.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Actually, for us as a civil society, I say earlier that we are hunters, we are not a civil society. But in this initiative now, we shall not do it without bringing everybody on board. Mm-hmm. Because we want to do one initiative so that at least the people who are with us in the country who are not South Sudanese will know that we become together. For me, I urge, and they are even listening now because they know I'm in the radio now, they know this. I'm urging all our colleagues who are dealing with the same initiative, let us put our hand together so that if this peace comes...
So you acknowledge that there is a challenge in your space?
It's not in our space, we don't have a problem. Mm. But for the other people who are dealing with this now,
yeah,
we want to put our hand together so that we can be one initiative for the whole country.
One umbrella.
Yeah, for the whole country. Instead of doing BTA, doing BTA, doing BTA.
Yeah.
So that we can be one. So that we make sure that we face our politicals, we face our elders, we face our communities and all this.
Okay.
Because I'm quite sure that we get together, all of us, we'll be almost more than 3,000 CSO in the country. And then we can move, make sure that things are done in the way that we want to do, because we want to come up with peace, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your goal is peace in this country?
Yes.
All right. There are two more questions. The issue of how optimistic are you that, are you sure this time around your prayers can yield the much needed peace in this country? Maybe Chol.
Thank you. When we preach this word of God, you know, God is God of everyone, by the way. Even if you are within your family, you can pray God, you know. Because now I believe even South Sudanese can pray by themselves, that within a family, God bring our country peace. We need peace in the country. So when we ask God, God say, you ask me, then I'll give you, okay? And we repent our thing. For example, if you identify that you have done something wrong and you repent yourself to God, so God will forgive you, okay? Actually now in our leader, when they identify that a lot of people are dying in the country because of them,
mm-hmm.
So when they know that one, so God will forgive them, okay? And this is what we are trying to say, because even though everyone is asking, God will answer them. You know how to deal with all this question.
Yeah.
Okay? So the issue is, the objective is to ask God and know that you did mistakes. So.
Okay. And Advocate Modi, the question of accountability, and some church leaders are allegedly involved in some of the challenges the country is going through.
Human beings are normally tempted. If you are a religious leader, because of being human, one can be tempted to also be a politician. And that is where the problem is. Because you cannot be a politician and a religious leader at the same time. So even if you present prayers on behalf of the congregation, God knows what is in your heart. So that is a challenge, not only to South Sudanese, but to most people in the world, that if you are a religious leader, you are supposed to focus on what you are doing and really to lead people to God. Being in politics, this is a different issue altogether. But the people of God or the religious people can't play a great role to change the hearts of politicians. They can bring the politicians together, like you are talking of the big elephants.
Mm.
Those elephants can be brought together through the religious leaders. Religious leaders have played a great role, like late Bishop Paddy de Taban.
Yeah.
He was able to bring the warring parties together, and peace was concluded. And I think that peace is holding up to today.
Mm-hmm.
So the same...
What can the church leaders learn from that peace initiative in Pibor, or Greater Pibor? What lesson can you learn and copy to translate it to other parts, or to the bigger peace we are looking for in this country?
I think they can learn from late Bishop Paddy de Taban that he was really a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
He said no to being a politician. He was not a politician and a man of God at the same time. So when the religious leaders have chosen to be in the path of religion, then they should continue in that path.
Okay.
And even when they pray, when they talk to politicians, the politician will say, this is really a man of God.
All right.
We have to listen.
Okay.
On the issue of accountability, you know, the leaders of South Sudan
or the politicians have signed the RSS. They signed the RSS in 2018, and the issue of transitional justice is included there.
In Chapter 5.
Chapter 5. Last year in November, two laws were enacted. The law on a commission, truth and reconciliation and healing, it was enacted, the president signed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the another law on compensation and reparation authority was also signed last year.
And they were supposed to hire commissioners?
Yes. I think it is in the process.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I saw, there was an advert. Those who want to fill the position of commissioners can submit their applications.
Yeah.
And that is already a process of implementing part of Chapter 5.
Which is accountability.
Not yet. Okay. Not accountability. Right. Reconciliation and
yeah.
healing.
So
and then for accountability, there is what one mechanism which is yet to be established. That is the hybrid court for South Sudan.
Yeah.
The law has to be enacted. And the civil society are also trying their best to advocate for the enactment of that hybrid court
okay.
for South Sudan law, and it will take care or it will address the issue of accountability for the past human rights violation and abuses.
Okay. Last word from you, because I will not come back to you again. We have to go to the news. What can the people of South Sudan expect from your initiative?
The people of South Sudan should expect that the initiative that you are taking can contribute towards the greater picture of looking for peace or for asking for advocating for peace in the country, just together with the other initiatives.
Okay. And Chol, there are so many doubting Thomases out there who still don't believe that prayers can work. And like you have just heard from Andrea Camilo, what can be done to convince these people to join you and make sure people pray together for peace like you are advocating for? Briefly.
Yeah, in short, you know, when you ask God, so God can do everything that human being cannot do,
mm-hmm.
okay? So even though we have other colleagues that may not know that there is a God, so when we ask God, so God will do his own thing, okay? After long run, so they will know that by then, you know, they don't know God, but now they repent to their own program and know what God has done.
Okay. Thank you so much. And Jacob, briefly, in 30 seconds, the issue of how do you move and to accomplish your initiative or with the challenges of funding?
God will make a miracles. I can even read something to our people here now. May your people receive the holy blessing, O Lord. We pray that the gift is from all would harm and obey what is desire.
Okay.
That is Jesus talking to us.
So you expect a miracle?
Yes. God will make that a miracle. And I believe one day we shall be in peace with our leaders who doesn't want to listen for peace.
All right. Thank you so much. And what are the immediate activities happening this coming week? Is there any plan?
Actually now, as you said, we have to organize our house.
Mm.
We shall cut a meeting now with those whom you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lobby and advocacy for them.
Okay.
If they listen to what we are saying, we can carry on immediately.
Okay.
If they don't listen, okay, we can move with our own initiative.
Thank you so much.
And then we can even also invite them, even you also.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jacob Chol Atem and Modi, Joseph Robert and Chol Tut Gach for coming. And we will continue to follow your activities and the report as they happen. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And with that, we have come to the end of the first hour discussion. Stay tuned.